Blog Talk Radio.
We should talk about that dye.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. I got my co-host Di on the phone with us, and we are going to be talking about. Well, I'm going to let Di share what we're talking about tonight, which is all coming from our book. I mean, there's a law that says he's attracted to me, and I can remember it down to the whole darn title without missing a beat, Di. But share everybody with what our show is about, because you thought of it. It's a great idea, and I've gotten a lot of positive feedback about it. So please open the show up and tell us what we're going to chat about.
We're talking about how our thoughts carry energy and our feelings carry energy. And sometimes, you know, if we're feeling one way, but where our mind is saying we should do something else, we may be saying and doing the something else, we think, but yet our energy of the way we really feel is coming across to other people, and vice versa. You know, when we're dealing with someone who has, you know, feelings one way, but they're telling us a different way, we pick up on that. You know, that's a lot of reason for people's insecurities, is when their partner telling them everything's okay, but yet their energy they're sending out is things are not okay. Then you pick up on that, and you're always feeling off balance. So it's just talking about, you know, something that we talked about in the book, which was, you know, thoughts and feelings carry energy. Everything carries energy, and you're putting that energy into whatever you're doing subconsciously. So consciously you may be thinking, I needed to go one way, but if subconsciously you're feeling something different, that's what's going to come across to other people. And it's through, you know, just your behavior, and you don't realize it, but that comes across. And so that's what we're talking about tonight.
How fun is that? There you go. Give me an example of that, okay? Because I can think of 20,000 of them myself, but I want to hear, because this is an important to you. And so why? And give us an example of it. So please, that's okay.
I'll give you an example that, you know, everybody can probably relate to. Since we are always talking about relationships, you know, if you're in a relationship and you feel like it's a good relationship, your mind is telling you this person would be good for me, this relationship should be right for me, but you're feeling the opposite, maybe you're still in love with someone else, or maybe you're just not really in love with this person, that's going to come across to your partner. Even if you're telling them, oh, I love you and everything's great, that your hesitation and your mixed feelings are going to come across non-verbally, you know, just through your actions. And so it also goes back to the law of attraction and attracting what you want and manifesting what you want. If you are hoping for, you know, a better job, a better career, but you're feeling like you don't deserve it, then that's going to subconsciously manifest itself, the don't deserving part. You know, you're not going to get that. And so it affects all areas of your life, whatever you're feeling. It's going to manifest in your behavior, and you may not realize it, and it may be hard for others to pinpoint, but you're going to manifest whatever you're feeling, and your energy is going to carry over. So, I've been struggling with someone who, you know, I felt like there was almost an air of apology for the relationship that we were in, you know, and so it was
right.
Making me feel bad. You know, it was making me feel like, oh, he doesn't really want this relationship because he feels apologetic about it to other people. And so even though, you know, he felt like this was a good relationship and he wanted it, I was getting that apologetic air. So you know, it's something that I think none of us are aware of, but, you know, others pick up on it. But I know you've got 20 million examples. Yeah, so...
So yeah, I always have a client, right? I'm going to share because I just had a conversation with her early this morning. So we're chatting on the phone, and she says to me, she goes, you know, I told my, her and her husband are going to counseling. She goes, I told my husband, he goes, do you want this marriage to work? And she goes, yeah, sure. You really mean it? Yeah, yeah, I do. I really mean it. And
yeah.
She goes, I don't mean it. I was like, yeah, I know, because you're in love with somebody else, you know? And she goes, that's right. And I go, and I proceeded to tell her, I said, listen, I said, he's going to pick up on that vibe. And she goes, he already has. And I said, so, because the universe really responds to not what you say, but how you feel about what you say. So, It's so true. You're right. That's a great cover. Great, great, great thing here. I'm going to knock my dog out. She's getting underneath the covers. I have a bed that's for my two dogs, not for me. That's funny. I probably need to get a boyfriend someday. That's a whole other story, though. But remember how you feel about what you say. What's the universe saying?
Right.
I don't really want one right now. It's all good. Anyway, so, and you know, another thing is that have you ever met a guy that you felt, okay, when we were in high school, and we carry over to high school, like, we feel like we have to impress them. We have to be something that we may not come to become, you know, like, we're lucky to have them, and never feeling like they're lucky to have us. That comes across in every relationship, whether you, how you feel. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, women, I see that
right.
more with women than I do with men. They feel, oh, I got this guy, I don't want to mess up, I don't want to lose him. You know, and is he going to call? And those kind of things. And so there's this desperation inside of them. I see it with men too, but more with women. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we have a mutual
mm-hmm.
friend that's like that. Her, you know who I'm talking about too.
Yeah.
She's the lady that writes all those romance, crazy stuff that she writes. But, yeah, so... That's something that you got to be really careful in, and you know, having enough self worth that when you're talking to your guy and you go, oh, he's lucky to have me, and well, maybe you guys are lucky to have each other, you know,
right.
instead of I'm lucky to have him, because that really does come across in a relationship, you know, or I want him to call, and you're sending that information. I want him to call. Why isn't he calling? Doesn't he want to call me? Well, that's a big question. Not that he calls. When's he going to call? But does he want to call me? Right? You know, we never,
mm-hmm.
why, he should want to call me, right? So that's the energy we're sending out. When's he going to call? Why does he want to call me? And why doesn't he want to call me? You know, so those are some kind of things things that I deal with on a daily basis with a lot of clients that I talk to. So what's your thoughts on that? You know what I mean? Like, we should be lucky to be with him or her. And he,
mm-hmm.
And also, you know, the guy's not calling or the girl's not calling, and we're so desperate to feel them or hear from them. What kind of energy are we sending out to them? You know what I mean? And that's worry
yeah.
too, right?
Yeah.
Because on
Between
some level, they're
desperate.
Picking it up. Yeah, desperate,
right?
Nothing more mm-hmm. sexy than a desperate energy telegram,
I call it.
Right.
Right.
You know. The energy
that is
email.
True. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's true. And it makes people recoil, and they don't even realize why, because there's that clingy, desperate energy going out to them, and they pick up on it, you know. And vice versa, if you have the energy, like, I don't care if I ever hear from this person again, they pick up on that too. And then all of a sudden, they're going to be calling, because you're not putting your energy their way. So they feel that. They feel that you've moved your attention elsewhere. And, I mean, we've all gone through that where we were madly in love with someone and they broke up with us or whatever happened, and we were just so desperate and wanting to hear from them, and we did not hear from them. And then we meet someone else, and all of a sudden all of our exes start calling. And it's just like all of our exes seem to immediately pick up on the fact that we're not thinking about them anymore and we don't care what they're doing, and that's when they want us. So it's definitely, you know, people pick up on energy even if they're not around you. And so I know a lot of people think that's goofy, but it's so true.
You're right. It is. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
true. Yeah, you're right. You know, and those of you who are listening now or who have downloaded the show later, man, your men and your women are picking up on what you're thinking even when you're not with them. I want to be really
mm-hmm.
clear about that, because, you know, and you don't have to call yourself a psychic or clairvoyant or whatever, but when you send out thoughts, every thought carries energy, okay? So let's say this, that you're sending out, he's not calling, he's an ass, or she's not calling, she's a, you know, whatever you want to call
mm-hmm.
her, and she's cheating on me, or is she cheating on me? Is he cheating on me? Is he seeing someone else? Did he sleep with her? We don't have a relationship, but, so whenever you send that vibration out, that energy, that thought energy out, if you know what you're doing is you're sending energy out to all the other thoughts and energy that have that same vibration. So,
right.
you know, I mean, that's so true, and we don't even realize that. So when you're thinking about someone and you're not thinking the most positive way about them, or you're desperate for them, or you're desperate to get that job, you're sending that information out to your future employer, right? Are you going to call me and offer me the job? Why aren't you, so it works, works that way. But also being really clear is that wouldn't it be great to wake up and get great energy every day? But if you're thinking if you have a low thoughts about your life and what's going on with your love relationship or your career, that's the energy that you're sending out to people, your neighbors, your community, and everything. And everything is energy. So if somebody else is thinking that same thought or having that same feeling, they're going to get picked up on your energy. That's the reason why you got to be careful about what you think. This is a law of attraction, because whatever you're thinking, you're creating, because it's starting inside of you first, and then you're going to see it on the outside of you, okay? And so if you've got three or four people thinking the same thing, okay, or 100 people thinking the same thing about negative stuff about the relationship, all that energy is in, around you, and you're, literally running in a cloud of energy that's like that, negative or desperate or whatever. So, how do you get away from that? How do you change that? How do you think better? Well, you pray. Meditation is good, but just saying, hey, I choose something different. God, please help me, or Buddha, whoever you believe in, my higher power, and help me change that, because you're going to be picking up on that, and that's where you're going to be swimming in an energy of desperation, and that's not cool, right? And remember, can you imagine? Want to swim in that pool, swimming in desperation, and why isn't he or she calling? And why don't I have a date, or why don't I have a guy, or why don't I have a girl, or why isn't this girl, or why isn't this guy responding to me? And remember something. I'm just taking it a little further here, but have you ever, the universe or, our brains don't know past, present, or future. It only knows now. So if you're consistently thinking, or why isn't my guy calling, or why don't I have a date, or why is this guy a jackass like all the other guys, or why is this woman a bitch, like all the other women that I've dated, so you're thinking that, and you continuously think that every day, right, then, 30 days from now, what you think about now and create now, you're going to see 30 days from now. So if your life is still not changing, what have you been thinking about the past 30 days, right? And because, so you got to remember that too. And one negative thought one positive thought will erase 10,000 negative ones. There's a book called Power versus Force, the best book, and it really breaks that down on a scientific, physics level where we all can understand it. So if you're still experiencing the same thing this year that you did last year, being broke, what times have you woke up in the morning saying, I'm so broke, I wish I had more money? Right? And your brain doesn't know from the past, or it doesn't know past, present, and future, like I just said. So you're getting that energy of, I'm broke, I still need more money, or I'd like to have a better job, and why don't I have it, Isn't that funny? I mean, I see people that do that all the time. I go, be careful what you say, because you're creating it right now, And you go, well, Tori, I've been saying that for about 10 years now. You got a lot of time to make up for it then, right?
Oh,
good.
Right. Yeah. And you're still getting it 10 years later.
Yeah, right? So, I have a friend of mine. She says, I see every day I'm getting great sex today. Why can't you get great sex? so we all say that, right? So that's the reason why meditation is really key, I think, and prayer, And it's okay to have negative thoughts. Hell, we all have negative thoughts. I know you and I both do. We've been talking, being on negative thoughts with dates, where I told Diane I was in the bathroom, I don't like this guy, or, I like this guy.
What do I do?
Yeah, exactly. So, we're always going to have them. But just remember, it takes one positive one to change the negative one, And I've been talking a lot. So this is your thought, your idea. So what do you feel? What do you, what do you think about all this stuff that we're chatting about? Because it's pretty deep. It really is. It goes a lot further than we think. You know what I mean? So,
it definitely does. And I mean, it's so hard to change the negative thoughts. It's the doubts and the insecurity or the guilt, whatever it is that you're dealing with, that's making you have these negative feelings. It's really, I think mantras are good. And I've used them myself, where you're just saying, repeating in your own head, maybe not saying that out loud if you don't want to look like a crazy person, but. when you're at work or whatever, up in your head saying, I am getting a promotion, or I'm, enjoying the love of my life, or whatever it is that you're wanting, just to force yourself to mentally say a positive affirmation.
rather than sinking into that doubt of what if, you know, or self-flagellation where you're beating yourself up for something and feeling like I don't deserve this or whatever. So if you're just mentally at least making positive affirmations, it flips the energy over, you know, it'll turn the tide kind of for you because you keep repeating to yourself or saying it out loud when you're home alone or in the car, wherever, you're repeating something positive and you're kind of sinking into that positive feeling, that loving, uplifting feeling of hope and, you know,
right.
abundance, whatever it is that you're wanting. And so that kind of changes your energy then. So it really kind of starts from within, and it's trying to change that negative thinking pattern into something positive. And I know that's the hardest thing to do. You know, it's so hard because we've all been programmed, you know, to feel bad or feel guilty or feel unworthy of something. And so it's just trying to start a new connection so that your brain is making a new connection. So if you think of money, you immediately start thinking of I'm getting more money, I'm having abundance, I'm enjoying what I want to enjoy, you know, instead of immediately going into that old thought process that says, I don't have enough, I'm not going to have enough, you know, I'm never going to make my bills. I mean, it's just like trying to break that pattern of negativity. And that's just the hardest thing to do. And, you know, a lot of people just want to push it away. It's like, oh, I don't have enough money, so I'm not going to think about it. It's like being in denial then. Well, that's not going to bring it either. You know, you may not be dwelling on the fact that you don't have enough money, but when you're putting it in a compartment and saying, I'm not going to look at that, you're not doing anything positive about it. You're just kind of leaving it there. So you're still going to be manifesting the energy of not having enough money just because how you really feel about it. Same with love. You know, you can put your relationship problems in a compartment and close the door on them, but they're not going to go away. And if it's something that you need to change within yourself, you need to start, you know, saying positive things and trying to change that energy so that you're going to start getting those warm, fuzzy feelings that you want instead of that clingy, desperate, needy feeling.
Yeah,
which
that,
is
that
not
is
only
true.
So attractive, yeah, but it's just so joyous to have those feelings.
Yeah, and that's sexy, right? If our guy or our girl could see how we look,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, we always want
right.
to look our best. And
right.
But mantras are great. Meditation is great. Breathing in and out and just writing down a list of things that you'd like to achieve, right? And
mm-hmm.
you're right, Guy, because it's literally teaching your brain to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a challenge, okay? Because we want to just stop and do what's comfortable and being miserable. Sometimes we're so comfortable in being miserable, we don't know how to change it. And
right.
But doing mantras is key. Prayer is key. God, thank you for giving me a great life. Thank you for giving me lots of money. Thank you, whoever you believe in. You know what I mean? Or if you don't believe in God or anything, you say thank you, higher self, or thank you, part of me that can help me do this. Because those are powerful words. And let's talk about words, because words carry a lot of feeling. The feeling becomes
mm-hmm.
comes before the words, okay? So you got to be, when you're doing your mantras or you're saying, okay, I'm going to do an affirmation, I'm going to be very wealthy one day. That means absolutely nothing to me because
mm-hmm.
I relate to lots of money. I'm going to make lots of money and be extremely wealthy, and I'm growing my business exponentially where it goes around the world. But, you know, I pick words that I have feelings about. I love
mm-hmm.
you is not as important to me as I adore and love you. I adore you. It means a lot to me, you know, where I love you is not so, it doesn't carry the same kind of weight that I adore you carries. So, you know,
sure.
if you're saying I want to have a great job, I want to make I want to be extremely wealthy or rich. Is wealthy or rich, does that mean a lot to you, or making lots of money? Or maybe you speak Spanish and being muy rico, or rico muy, I don't know how you say it. But, you know, so you've got to figure out what, because the feelings come before the words. So if you have zero feelings about wealthy or rich, then you're going to need to find something that means lots of money for you. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
symbols, are easier to relate to than words. You know, having lots of money to me means that, you know, I'd like to have a house in Paris, a house on the West Coast, a house on the East Coast, and be able to travel, you know, and wherever I want to, you know, and not necessarily buying a house, but renting a house because I don't really like a lot of ties. And you and I are different that way because I know you want to buy a house, right?
And by the way, I had a dream about that the other night. The house that you're in right now, you're going to buy. And the number 107, I don't know how much that house is worth, but 107,000, I don't know. So I'm telling you this now. Isn't that weird?
Oh, my God. It'd be worth more. But is that right? I mean, now this is off on a personal note, but you got that? I want that.
I got
house.
That, yeah, the other day. So I want to share that with you, okay, while I'm thinking about it. So, that's cool.
Thank you. Because I don't want to move again.
Yeah, it was 107,000, okay? It's a weird thing. I was like, I can't remember if it's a meditation or a dream, but I just want to share that with you. But, you know, so I know that you want to buy your house. I just want to have like 3 or 4 houses that I can rent and go live in, you know, so, you know, and that kind of thing. And did you ever see, and so I think of movies, too. Movies helped me get my brain into, you know, a place, too, is like lifestyle movies. Like, what is a good lifestyle movie that I use? There's one, you can think of your own, all right? You know what I mean? But, what is that movie? It's about a lady that buys a house in Europe and underneath the Tuscan sun, okay? That is all about lifestyle,
right?
And passion. Mm-hmm. And I would like to live like that, you know what I mean? Where I have friends and family and I can cook and or maybe hire somebody to cook right with me, you know? So those kind of things, words are important, feelings are important. And then, visualizing is real key. I think some people are better visualizers than they are meditators, and it all works. Okay, so, but
right.
What it does teach your brain and how to work, you know, and how to think of being that and seeing the movie Underneath the Tuscan Sun or whatever it's called is a lot. It helps you dream more than I'm so broke and I got to go into this darn job again and I hate this job. People say that every day and they never change. Okay, or I hate my husband, or I hate my wife, or I hate my life that I'm living, and they say it every day, and they experience it every day, year after year after year, and their thoughts carry a lot of energy. You're right. I mean, that's how you got into your place. I mean, you started dreaming about it. What did you say?
Right.
I think two or three years ago, you were in Oklahoma. Yeah, you were in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And you go, I'm going to have a house on in the mountains, and I'm going to be writing, and I'm going to live with the man of my dreams. And he's not going to be a couch potato. I don't know why that was important.
That was important. I guess
you remember that?
That was important.
Yeah,
I do. You know, that was actually 4 years ago, I think. Or was it 3?
Yeah,
I think it was 4 years ago that I was saying that.
2011.
At the time. I lived in Oklahoma. I had no job in sight in Colorado, and I had no home in sight in Colorado. You know, I had no man in sight for sure. And I just started repeating that over and over. And, you know, of course, it didn't come as quickly as I wanted to. But, you know, if you look back and say, Diane was absolutely miserable 4 years ago. And, you know, living in another state with no, you know, relationship in sight that was making her happy. And you know, 4 years later, I have the house in the mountains that I wanted and the man of my dreams. So that really, I mean, it you know, suddenly have everything you want. So, you know, if you look back 4 years ago, 4 years goes by pretty fast. And, you know, if you think, okay, I may not have everything I want right now, but I'm going to start manifesting and, you know, say 4 years from now, I will have everything I want. Isn't that pretty good time? I think that's pretty good time.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I like about it, too, you guys. You got to listen to this. This is amazing. Those of you who are listening now or who download it later. Man, I'm going to cry when I share this story. Di leaves on a rainy morning, right, from Oklahoma City. She didn't have her guy. They had busted up, broken up, whatever you want to say. And it was really hard for her because, you know, he came to her at a time where she had lost her son, and he came in, and then he was just a jerk, okay? There's just no other way to say it. And I hope you're listening in. You know who I'm talking about, your ex, okay? Because I listen to the show sometimes. I wish I had him, because he's gone now. She's got a great love. But anyway, so she packed up her house by herself. She puts her cat in the carrier. And leaves in her, you know, the movers have taken her stuff to Colorado. She has a job and a place to go, but no man, and leaves her behind the memory of her son. His ashes are in her car, and I think, right? And the cat's in the carrier, and she leaves a house full of memories of a lot of sadness there, and I know some joy, too. And then goes to Colorado, you guys, if she can do that where she is, what can we do when we just have a bad job that we'd like to change, or you know, money or whatever, because this woman lost everything. And then she goes back. Yeah, goes back to Colorado. And I'll never forget calling you and checking on you, going, are you okay? And my heart went out to her, but you couldn't do anything for you, except you had the mantras that you were using, and you had the vision of what you wanted to do, and you had the meditation that you were doing, and you had a dream. And she put some, you know, she put some goals out, and that her dreams was goals, and then they became some real life stuff that she's doing. Lives in a beautiful place. I think that this year the bear come into the house to eat berries. I want some of your berries. Or you guys have berries or something. He's looking for berries or whatever. But she definitely lives in the mountains. Okay.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, okay. I was like, there you go. But, yeah, you got a great life and got the man of her dreams. And I think that you visualized what he wanted to, and meditated and put those thoughts which you wanted him to be, you know, too,
constantly.
As well. So,
yeah.
You know.
Constantly. And I don't think people realize, you know, it just, you have to put your thought energy into it. You know, you have to focus on that, on saying, I will have abundance. You know, I am going, I'm getting it right now. And I remember Peter kept telling me that, you know, you can't say I will have it. You have to say, I am having it right now. I'm getting it right now, you know. And that's what I really started saying, you know, I am living, you know, I'm getting the house of my dreams. I'm getting the man of my dreams. So, I might not have it right here in front of me, but I'm on my way to attaining it. And that kind of, it changes your energy. You feel like you are working towards that dream instead of saying, oh, I wish I had it, but it's so out of reach. You're saying, I'm getting it. I'm walking the mile to get it. You know, it may take me, you know, 5 years, it may take me 10 years, but I'm on my way to getting it. And I would say that constantly. And I was miserable in a job at the time. And I would be working and I would just be saying that in my head while I was doing something that made me miserable. I was saying, I am, you know, getting a career that I enjoy. I am living in the mountains with the man of my dreams. I mean, I would repeat that in my head over and over again.
Right.
Just to keep me from bringing that depressing energy into what I was really feeling at the time. You know, you have to try to change your thoughts instead of sinking into that misery and depression that you may be in at that moment. You just have to really say, nope, I am getting to a happy place. I'm on my way there right now. And so that is the biggest. Your brain really does form these synapses between thoughts. And like you said, you have a feeling about it first, and then it immediately turns into a thought. And your thought always goes down the same lane that it has been programmed to. And it's just like procrastination. You know, it's like these, you know, motivational speakers that tell you to, you know, change your bad habits. Well, the first way to change your bad habits is to reprogram your brain, because you are so used to doing something the same way over and over that you really have to start forming different connections up in your brain between one thought to the next. And so if you're used to saying, I don't have a love, I'm miserable, I'm alone, you've got to start saying to yourself, well, I'm single right now, that I'm enjoying being single, and I'm finding the person of my dreams. I'm on my way to finding it. And so you start forming those different connections so you don't immediately go into that dead end next. And that's the biggest block, you know, with people, that dead-end negativity that we always feel. So it's not, you know, it's not easy, but it's not that hard, you know. It's really not that hard to do.
Well, listen, if you did it in the circumstances that you had lost your son the year before and your man had done everything that a man can do or a mate can do to hurt you or to feel pain, and you can still dream and you visualize and you did the mantras. That's really, I mean, that says a lot there. And, you know, I read this the other day. It was actually on YouTube. I think it was Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie says, he goes, you know what being successful is? It's falling down and still holding on to your dream. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, true.
You know, and then getting
that
back up and keeping the dream. Yeah, falling down, okay, still keeping your dream and don't let anybody take it. And then getting back up and then taking that dream and run. And that's what you've done. Yes, step back, part of the human experience. But, man, just honoring your self-worth and honoring your worth and honoring, believing in yourself and quit looking to validate yourself with other people, because I know we all do that, you know, and then just realize that you are, man, you're everything. Look who your creator is, right? And that's something that I think we all struggle with. But just remember meditation, okay? Your mantras are great because I've done them myself and do them. And visualizing and praying.
Visualizing,
thank you, God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't ever say, God, please give me. God knows your thoughts. Or angels, please give me. Just say, thank you, God, for giving me the great love. Thank you, God, for giving me, like you already have it. I think Tony Robbins does a lot with that, too, as well. And
yeah.
Because, you know, if your brain is in the past, present, and future. So if you're saying to yourself, thank you for giving me great love. Thank you for giving me lots of money or great abundance. Remember, feelings come before words. So if you take a great deal of good feelings about a word, then use that word. Don't use something that means zero to you or you have a bad vibe about. And that's key right there. And just remember,
mm-hmm.
the law of attraction is always working, always, always working. You can be attracting from 1 to 5, which is, 1 is the worst you can be, 10 is the best, let's say. So 1 to 5 would be, you know, from the worst to about average. 6 to 10 is where I'd really like to meditate or manifest on, or maybe just 10, you know what I mean? So you're manifesting the best.
Yeah.
So, you know. And you did that, man. You were like, Tasha, you're my hero. I'll never forget. I was like, I can't believe that. But she did it. And if you can do it, guy, I think we all can. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And then you did the guy who saw his shoulders. I was like, okay, cool. He's got broad shoulders.
I know.
Like, nice.
He has muscly shoulders.
Anyway,
I got the muscly shoulders.
Yeah, you know, and you got the job. You got the guy. You got the house in the mountains. But you said it when it wasn't easy to say. And you allowed yourself to be there for a while. And it's okay, anybody listening now or when you listen later, be there for a minute. But say, okay, I'm going to be here for 5 minutes or 5 days or 5 hours. And then pick yourself up and move ahead. And that's so key right there. And because we all have bad moments. We don't have to live there. We can just visit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
we can visit.
Great.
Yeah,
just visit. Don't want to live there. It's all good. But Di, great show. Great show up here. And I think, yeah, you know, to say, what is the thing that you wanted to create now for yourself? What's the goal that you have that you want to create?
For me?
Yeah.
Financial independence. Yes, how about financial independence?
Financial independence, okay. I would like, the goal that I have for myself is to have the man of my dreams and also grow angel coaches exponentially. And what does that look like? I've got a whole business plan with that and different ways to do it. But that's my,
mm-hmm.
those are two of my goals, and I'm on the process of doing that. And instead of asking for the man, I want to be the right person because, you know, I look at you and you're like this amazing, like, girlfriend, fiance, wife. I'm going to be that too. I'm going to be like, I say, okay, show me how to be the best mate I can be rather than give me the great guy because I think I need to be the best mate. You know what I mean? And what does that look like?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, what I want to do. So anyway, and that's what I'm creating, being the right person for the right man, you know, and being the best
right.
I can possibly be. So that's one of my goals. So anyway,
yeah,
I'm doing better.
That's a great goal.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing it. It's an unselfish goal.
There you go. There you go. What a nice feeling that is.
Now I feel bad.
Listen, I had to do it that way because I was like, all these women, they know how to do this, this, and this, and I don't know how to do this, you know. So I was a great cook. I'm a great sixth grader cook. It's all good. So,
that's
my
okay.
little oven.
Your perfect man is going to want to go, you know, running instead of sitting home cooking like I do, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, running and everything. Did I tell you I'm learning how to surf now? That's fun. Okay, so, you know.
Good.
So
good for you.
I
I'll come and watch you from the beach with a
yeah.
margarita in my hand.
That's a good goal. Anyway, so what's your goals? Any of those who are listening now, I mean, you've got to have your goals. And, you know, think of something that you really want to create because look at Di. You know, and myself, I've done some amazing stuff this year. I wanted to run in a marathon,
yeah.
and, you know, I've done marathons and 5Ks and 10Ks and 15Ks. I want to become good at that. I also wanted to do some stuff with my body that I'm doing. But I set that as a goal about a year and a half ago, and it's happened. So what's my next goal?
That's a short amount of time. In fact, I don't know if people know this because you didn't really make it that public, but I don't think you mind us talking about it because we talked about it in our book. But, you know, 4 years ago when I was hitting the bottom of the barrel, you were in the hospital, and you were losing your eyesight from diabetes. And
yeah.
look how far you've come, you know, with mind over matter. You know, it really is mind over matter. It's saying, I'm going to do this no matter what the doctor says. You know, I'm going to beat the odds no matter what the medical community says I can and can't do. And now you're running marathons. So, I mean, that's huge. That's huge.
I just bought a new car, too. So, you know, I can see perfect. And I had some great doctors. And I also had a great law of attraction. I was like, man, if I can do this, you know, and you're right, and I did it. And so if I can do it, anybody can, you know. So, but just bought a new car a couple months ago and running now and can run and see and drive without glasses. Isn't that cool? My eyes get a little tired at night after being on the computer. So I, you know, I wear some glasses after I've been on the computer for a while. But who does it these days, right? So, you know, I've been able to do some things with my sugar stuff that is not an issue. And I'm excited about that. So, as I said, what can you do? Man, your mind is so powerful. And when we use it for the good, I always tell my mom that. Mom, if you use your mind for the good, imagine what you're going to do.
Yeah.
So, it's all good. Anyway, there you go. So we got some good stuff here, you guys, tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. Guy, great show idea. So, and she's a real honor to be able to work with you weekly on the show. And you guys be watching our new Angel Coaches site. You get some new coaches, new stuff, new things happening. And we love all you guys, and thank you so very much, and have a great now. And we will see you tonight when it's all about manifesting and making things happen. And then Thursday night, we're going to do a special show because it's Halloween, and what does Halloween really mean? So is there such things as ghosts? Is there such things as goblins and all that kind of stuff? There's a lot of stuff about Halloween, so we'll talk about it on Thursday night. You guys have a great now. We'll see you then. Take care, everybody. Bye. Thank you so much. It was wonderful tonight doing the show with you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.